He may be known around the world as an actor on stage and on screen, a writer and musician, but to us, he's Washtenaw County's very own homegrown star. This is Lisa Berry, and right now I am honored and pretty excited to be talking to Jeff Daniels on 89.1 WEMU. How you doing, Jeff?
Good.
You are a man of many talents, and one of those talents, people probably know by now that you love to sing, and you're celebrating the ARC's 50th anniversary with an evening with Jeff Daniels, a benefit for the ARC coming up on June 14th. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they asked me to be the honorary chairman, which included a fundraiser, a benefit, and I was happy to do it. I've been a fan of the ARC. I remember going there when we moved back here in 86 from New York. I remember seeing, oh God, people like Pat Donahue and Christine Lavin and Arlo Guthrie and others, you know, early on at the ARC. And, you know, I've always loved the place. I've loved the quality of the musicianship and the people they've brought through there, and was happy to help. It's a big factor in me wanting to pick up an acoustic guitar and maybe even try this, you know, seeing people do that, seeing Christine Lavin walk out with nothing but an acoustic guitar and hold an audience for an evening. I remember seeing her do that and going, I don't know how she did that, but I want to learn how to do that. And so the ARC was kind of instrumental in pushing me off the edge of the cliff to try it.
How many years would you say you've been singing? And you've been performing all over with your singing.
Well, I've been writing privately and playing on my back porch for decades, like since the late 70s. And it wasn't until the Purple Rose needed to raise some money, and like we always do, and they said, what if we pushed you out on stage between Christmas and New Year's and you sang some of your songs, we could sell tickets. And so I did that. I think that was like in 2000, maybe 2001. And I've been kind of doing those shows every holiday season. And then after about 3 years, Jim Fleming, out of Ann Arbor and a great friend of the ARC, he said, you know, you could do this around the country if you wanted to. And that was about 2003 or so. And it kind of, when I'm able to, I've been running around the country doing that.
So you recently did a tribute song for David Letterman. How was that?
That was great. I was on Dave's show last October, and I played it for the producers, and they said, we love it. We're not saying goodbye to Dave yet. Why don't you come back after the first of the year, and we'll have you on. You can do it. I said, sure. And so I was involved with the Steve Jobs movie, so they called in February and March and saying, you know, we need you to come on. And I said, I'm shooting. So I kind of ran out of time, but still wrote the song and then put it up on my website with the Ben Daniels Band plays on it as well, and we play that in the show. I'll probably have to roll that one out on Sunday.
Mr. Funny in a World of Sad, is that the correct title?
Yeah, and it's basically about that universal thing that pretty much everyone's done, where you're watching Letterman and you look at her and she looks at you, and the next thing you know, you're not watching Letterman anymore. So the song is about Dave's face being an aphrodisiac.
Okay, that, yeah, you're going to have to do that one. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the Ben Daniels Band. Now, that name sounds familiar for people who may not realize that. Tell us about the Ben Daniels Band connection.
Well, that's been a lot of fun. They won't be playing with me Sunday, but we're playing in Detroit on Friday night at the Music Hall, a benefit there. And I've been out on tour with Ben's band 3 times now over the last year, and it's just been a joy. We toured the Midwest, we went through Nashville twice, toured the East Coast, and it's been just a joy. And I get to throw some of my songs at those guys, and they turn them into Ben Daniels Band songs, and it's a thrill. It's a thrill for the father to look to his left and see his son there playing guitar and singing. It's pretty special.
That's what I was going for. Ben Daniels is your son.
Yeah.
What came first, acting or singing, in your heart?
Well, I did musicals, so I guess both. But I got told that you should chase acting. So I went to New York as an actor. I bought a guitar at Herb David's Guitar Shop in Ann Arbor, and a Guild D40, and threw it in the back of the car and moved to New York in 1976. So the guitar was always in my room, but it was secondary because I was there to be an actor. And you know, and I just kind of did it for myself to kind of stay creatively sane and to keep busy creatively between, you know, the times the phone rang, which was sometimes pretty infrequent. And it just kind of saved me. And I would learn how to write, and I was around playwrights off Broadway like Lanford Wilson, and I fell in love with writing and the writing process, and And the guitar was a place where I could write, and it would get finished. It wasn't like writing a movie or writing a play in New York. You weren't going to get your play or your movie done, but you could get a song done. And so I kept working on that and studying guys like Arlo Guthrie and Doc Watson and Stephen Grossman and others, and just kind of stayed at it until I looked up and the Purple Rose, 25 years later, said, "We need you to play guitar in front of people." And I felt like I'd been spending 25 years to get ready to do that.
If in case you don't recognize that voice, we're talking to the one and only Jeff Daniels, who's doing a special 50th anniversary concert at the Arc this coming weekend. And this is WEMU. We're in Ypsilanti on the Eastern Michigan University campus. I read that you took some drama classes here. Do you recall that?
I did. I got my break at Eastern, to be honest. I went to Central, and I was sitting in the library not studying. And I was reading the CMU paper, and it said, "Auditions for a four-play rep festival in the spring of 1976 down at Eastern Michigan University." Went down there to see how I'd do against kids from another school and elsewhere. And there are kids from all over the state auditioning. Got one of the 16 acting slots. One of the guys who was directing one of the plays was Marshall W. Mason, who was the artistic director of Circle Repertory Company off-Broadway, New York. Highly reputable new American play theater at that time. And he was coming out to work with his friend Jim Gussoff, who was the department chair, to kind of basically pick up a check and direct some college kids and do a favor for Jim. And I was one of the kids. And Marshall saw me, cast me in the lead in his play, and before we did the first show, he said, "You know what you should do with your life, don't you?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to be an actor." He goes, "Well, okay, come to New York and be an actor, and I'll help you get started." And that triggered everything.
I also know you're a big Detroit Tigers fan, and you have that song, "Lifelong Tiger Fan Blues." Are you singing that one this summer?
Yeah, I've rewritten it for, I think, the 15th time, certainly coming off this 8-game losing streak. So, yeah, that's going to be a part of the show at the Arc. Yeah, it just has to be. I need to, Yeah, that's my answer to Stevie Goodman's "The Last Dying Cub Fan's Request." So I said, he wrote that. I'm going to write a Tiger Fan Blues one. And yeah, I'll be rolling that one out. Little slide guitar.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you perform. And I have to slip this in. I just the other day saw a movie preview, a Ridley Scott film called The Martian that you're in.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
That was it. Ridley Scott. He's just the greatest at these big, huge special effects. And also in the Jobs movie in October, so it's a busy fall for me.
Well, if you want to see Jeff Daniels in person, he'll be performing Sunday, June 14th, an evening with Jeff Daniels, a benefit for the Arc. And we're going to have tickets to give away, and you can buy tickets. If you get Gold Circle tickets, you get a commemorative poster and signed by you, right?
I'm signing them this afternoon, yes.
All right, we look forward to seeing you at the Arc on Sunday, June 14th. Jeff Daniels, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.